Hello, I'm Marion Marshall with the BBC News. Houthi rebels in Yemen have attacked a parade at a military camp near the city of Aden, killing more than 30 people. They say they used a ballistic missile and a drone. Video of the aftermath showed bodies strewn on the ground and soldiers frantically trying to help the wounded. A senior commander is said to be among those killed. India's governing BJP has expelled a state legislator embroiled in a high-profile rape and murder case. Kuldeep Sengar from Uttar Pradesh is accused of helping organise a car crash on Sunday that critically injured his alleged rape victim and her lawyer. The teenager's two aunts were killed. Divya Arya is in Lucknow.
The mother of the victim told the BBC that she is happy with the BJP's decision to expel their party legislator, Kuldeep Sengar. The case dates to 2017 but caused widespread outrage in the country when the victim was critically injured in a car crash on Sunday. The family alleges that the accident was a conspiracy by Mr. Sengar to eliminate her. This morning, the country's top court ordered that the rape and accident cases be tried in Delhi instead of the state of Uttar Pradesh.
The Sudanese military says seven people have been arrested in connection with the shooting dead of students in the city of El Obeid on Monday. State media quote the military as saying they're members of the militia known as the Rapid Support Forces, who are providing security at a bank. A video from the scene shows a man using a machine gun mounted on the back of a truck. Four students were shot dead. South Korea has warned Japan that security cooperation between the two countries will be in jeopardy if Tokyo goes ahead with plans to tighten trade restrictions. It's part of a worsening bilateral row. Japan wants to make it harder for South Korea to import high-tech materials crucial to its smartphone market. Foreign ministers from the two countries spoke on the sidelines of a Southeast Asian summit in Thailand. The US Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, who's also there, said he planned to talk to both parties.
We hope that they will find a way to move forward together. Japan and South Korea are both incredibly important relationships. We're very hopeful that those two countries will, together themselves, find a path forward, a way to ease the tension that has risen between them over these past handful of weeks.
Dozens of cancer patients and carers have marched to the Kenyan capital, Nairobi, to demand that treatment be made more affordable and accessible. The government says about 30,000 people die from cancer every year. It's promised to set up more treatment centres across the country. With about 35 specialists serving a population of 50 million, patients often face lengthy delays. BBC World Service News.